Hey, good evening, everybody. Today's daf, or tomorrow's daf, actually, that we're learning right now, is Erevin Daf Mem, and we are holding on Daf Lamitas on base. We are at Ashkechei Rav Sheshes L'Rabba Bar Shmuel. Last words on the line are Rav Sheshes. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and also by Rabbi Ashi Schreier in honor of Shapsi Schreier. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today's daf is not only a daf that happens to include a Daf Yomi coincidence, the entire daf. Is a Daf Yomi coincidence. We're going to be discussing Rosh Hashanah and whether we've already been in the conversation whether Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos. In fact, we left off in telling a story of a deer that was served at a particular Yantif meal, and some of the people ate from it and some of the people didn't eat from it, and we had one explanation as to why there was some debate whether to eat from it or not, and we're going to then have another explanation as to what the debate was about. Then the Gemara is going to talk about waiting the amount b'kitei sheyasu after yomtiv to be nene from a malacha done by a nachri on yomtiv, meaning after yomtiv is over, if a nachri did malacha on yomtiv, do you need to wait b'kitei sheyasu even on yomtiv sheni? The malacha was on yomtiv sheni. Do you need to wait the amount of time that it would take the nachri to do that malacha? And then the Gemara is going to discuss what the Mishnah had said, that there's a machlokas whether we should mention Rosh Chodesh in davening on Rosh Hashanah. Every Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh, so should we mention it in davening on Rosh Hashanah? Then that conversation is going to go for a while, and then the Gemara is going to discuss Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. Does one recite a Shechiyanu on the Yom, or is that only for the Shalosh Regalim? So a lot of Rosh Hashanah related topics, Bez Hashem, on today's daf. So let us begin. We are holding again, as we said before, we're holding on at Ashkechei on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis. It says Gemara Ashkechei Rav Sheshes L'Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rav Sheshes ran into Rabba Bar Shmuel, so Amar Leh, he asked him, Tani Marmidi B'Kedushos, did you learn any interesting brises about the two Yom Tovim and whether they're Kedusha Achas or Shnei Kedushos, what the status of Shnei Yom Tovim are? So Amar Leh, Tanina, yeah, I have such a brisa that Moda Rabbi Yossi, B'Shneyam Tovim Shal Golios, that Rabbi Yossi, who holds that when you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that it's all Kedusha Achas, even he is Moda that when it's a regular Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golios, that's Shtei Kedushos, that's not Kedusha Achas. So Rav Sheshes said to Rabbi Shmuel, imishkachzu lo temel v'lo midi, if you happen to run into Rav Nachman and Rav Chista, do not tell them about this Brisa, because then they're going to embarrass me, because when they were serving deer at a meal on Yom Tov Sheni, I refused to eat from the deer because I thought that Yom Tov Sheni is Kedusha Achas with Yom Tov Rishon. So I thought you aren't allowed to eat from a deer that was trapped on Yom Tov Rishon and Shechted on Yom Tov Rishon to then eat from it on Yom Tov Sheni. So I refused to eat from it. But now that you tell me that even Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas, would hold that a regular Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golios is Shtei Kedushos, now that you tell me that, I see that I was wrong. So please don't publicize my error to the other Amoraim who are now going to prove that they were right. So don't share that brisa. So the halacha is if a nachri brings food from outside the tchum for a Jew is not allowed to eat it, but someone else who it's not brought for, who it's not being brought for the sake of that person, is allowed to eat it. And Rashi explains, because the Yisra of tchumen is only midrabanan, so we're makil for Yisrael Acher, for another Jew who wasn't brought for to eat it. So now the Gemara is going to have a second version of that story about the deer that was served, the venison that was served, where some people ate and others didn't. So again, the first version of the story was that those who would not eat from it didn't eat from it because they held that Kedusha Achas, that Shnei Yom Tov Shel Golios are Kedusha Achas, so you're not allowed to eat from it. But the Gemara has this other version that goes as follows, that Amar Rav Ashi L'Didi Amar Li Amemar, Hahu Bar Tavya Lav Itzu De Itzid. The story with the deer was not that it was trapped on Yom Tov Rishon and therefore it was a question of Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos, whether you could have it on Yom Tov Sheni. No, Ela Michutz L'Tchum Asa. It came from outside the Tchum Shabbos, and that was the Machlokes. Those who ate from it, meaning Rav Nachman and Rav Chista, who are willing to partake of it, they held that if something is brought from Chutz L'Tchum for one Jew, another Jew is allowed to partake of it and allowed to benefit from it, and that's why they ate from it. And Rav Sheshes, who refused to eat from it, Savar called us the Beresh Galusa, that whenever anything is brought to the base Reish Kalusa, the house of the Reish Kalusa, they know that the Rabbanan are always eating at the house of the Reish Kalusa. So that's called that it's brought for you. So in principle, they agree that when you bring something michutzl, when a guy brings something michutzl tchum on Yantif, it's usher for the person that they brought it for, and it's mutter for other people. Question is, how do you define who the person is that they brought it for? So on the one hand, it wasn't explicitly brought for all of these Rabbanim, but on the other hand, everyone should realize that if you're bringing it to the Reish Kalusa, there are Rabbanim that eat by the Reish Kalusa anyway. Now again, why is this that if something is brought michutz l'tchum, if it wasn't brought for you, you're allowed to partake of it? So we said before, Rashi explains, because tchumen are only drabanan, and therefore the chachamim are makel by the isur tchumen. That is not agreed upon by everybody. The Ran points out that the Shita Sarif and the Shita Sarambam is that minatora there's an isur of tchumen b'shalosh parsos, that tchum yirbeis meal is minatora. So then how do you say that tchumen are drabanan, and that's why we're makel? So he quotes instead from the Ramban. The Ramban in the Melchamos explains that we're makel by tchumen because it's not shava lekulam, meaning something that's outside of my tchum, maybe inside of your tchum. So therefore, we're more makel, we're more flexible when it comes to being nana from that which is brought from outside of the tchum. So says Gemara, but wait a second. If the story was all about tchum Shabbos and was not at all a story about kedusha achas or shtei kedushos, how do we understand the follow up of the story? Va'ashkechei Rav Sheshes Rab Bar Shmuel v'amrle. Remember, Rav Sheshes and Rab Bar Shmuel ran into each other, and he asked him, "Do you have any interesting brises?" And he told him this brisa that even Rabbi Yossi is moda about kedusha, about Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galios being Shtei Kedushos. Oy vey, don't tell anyone about that. That whole conversation was about Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos. How would that fit into the story if it's all about Chum? So it says more simple. Lohei Dvar Me'olam. That just never happened. That part of the story never happened, according to this version. Ha'u lifta dasi l'mechuza. There was once a turnip that was brought to Mechuza on Yantif, and it was a Nachri that brought it. So it was brought from outside of the Tchum. Nafak Rava Chazya de Kamisha. So Rava saw that it was, well, let's leave out the outside of the Tchum part for now. There was a turnip that was brought to Mechuza. Rava saw that it was withered. So Shari Rava Lemizban Minesh. Rava allowed acquiring it and eating it that day. So Amar Havade Meat Molnekra. He said, because clearly it wasn't just picked off out of the ground today, because it wouldn't be withering already. It was obviously not so fresh. So you're not going to answer it on account of it being muktzah, because it was clearly picked already on the previous day. That's what Tosos explains in Dibra Maschil Ha, that if it was picked on that day, even though it was done for Goyim, it would still be, you know, for the sake of Goyim, it would still be Asr Mishum Muktzah. It would be a violation of muktzah because it was Mechubel Karka when Yom Tov started. So May Amrit, what else would be the Chashash Isser? That Michutz L'Tchum Asya, that it was brought from outside of the Tchum on Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to benefit from that which was brought outside of the Tchum? Nah, that wouldn't be a good reason to ask it. Because after all, we said that if something is brought for one Jew, another Jew is allowed to benefit from it. So the Kolshkein Haidai to Tanachramasa, certainly in this case where you know that it was brought for the sake of Gayim, so then for sure Yisrael is allowed to benefit from it. So Kivan de Chaza de Kamafshi Maisiluhu Asluhu. But once Rava saw that they kept on bringing more and more turnips, so he realized that they're bringing it for the Jewish people, that they're not doing it for the Nachrim, and then he asked it, because then it's considered that they did it bishvilo. So if they bring something michutz l'tchum for you, then you are not allowed to benefit from it. Okay, so that is the discussion of the story with the Tzvi, two versions of the story as to why it is that Rav Sheshes didn't want to eat from it, either because he held that shtei kedushos, even by Yom Tov Sheni Shel, kedusha achas rather, even by Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, or because it came from outside the tchum and it's considered that it was brought for on his behalf. Now, the Gemara is going to discuss a Nachri that brings something that grows from the ground that was detached from the ground on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to benefit from it on Yom Tov, and even on Matzah Yom Tov, you normally need to wait Kedei Sheyasu, the amount of time it would take for the Nachri to pick it from the ground. That's a sugya in Maseches Beitza on Daf Chav Dalet. So says the Gemara, Hanu B'nei Ganana. There was a story of people that used to build chuppas for a chassan and kala, and they would, or for a chassan, really, the chassan has to own the chuppah, and he brings his achnasa, he's machnas the kala into the chuppah. That's the definition of nisuin, according to most Rishonim, that he's bringing the kala into the chuppah. So they would build chuppas for chassanim, Yerushalayim, and it was the minhag that they would adorn the chuppah with hadassim, with nice smelling things. So people think that it's like a newfangled minhag, it's a fancy thing that we put flowers near a chuppah or around the chuppah. No, that was the minhag. It doesn't say how much the flowers have to cost. You know, it's hadassim. It doesn't have to, you don't have to spend an arm and a leg on it, but they should have hadassim dafka by the chuppah. So the gazlu aso bi yom tov sheni. So these nachrim, the florist was a nachri, and he cut all the hadassim on yom tov sheni. So leurta on matzoy yom tov sharu ravina lerucha be'lialter. Ravina said right away, as soon as yom tov is over, without waiting b'kdei sheyasu, you're allowed to smell those hadassim. So amar le Rava bar Tachlifa leRavina. So Rava bar Tachlifa says, Ravina, leisar luhum mar mipnei sheni b'nei Torah. Shouldn't you aser smelling these hadassim even on matzoy yom tov until kdei sheyasu, because the people are not b'nei Torah, and if you don't aser it, they're going to come to be mezalzel in yom tov sheni. So maskif lo Rav Shmaya. Rav Shmaya asked Rava bar Tachlifa, time aden b'nei Torah. You think the only reason to be machmir is because they're not b'nei Torah? Ha b'nei Torah shari. That implies that you hold that if the people were b'nei Torah, they're allowed to get benefit from the malacha right away when yantav is over, that they don't have to wait kdei sheyasu. But what happened to kdei sheyasu? Vabin b'kdei sheyasu. Why don't you have to wait the amount of time that it takes to do the malacha? So azu shailu al Rava. So they went and they asked Rava whether you in fact have to wait b'kdei sheyasu. Amalahu b'inan b'kdei sheyasu. And he said, yes, you do need to wait b'kdei sheyasu, and it doesn't make a difference if people are b'nei Torah or not b'nei Torah. You have to wait b'kdei sheyasu. And Rava apparently accepted that which Rav Shmaya said. That's what the Ramban points out. And the Bala Ma'or writes that Rava asked only for people who are not b'nei Torah, like Rava bar Tachlifa. So the question the Rishonim raised, the Ritva raises over here, is wait a second, what did they want to get already? What kind of benefit did they want to get from these hadassim? They wanted to smell the hadassim. The Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Zayin and Beis tells us, hadas mechubur mutar la'ariach. That if you have a hadas that's mechubur l'karka, you're allowed to smell a hadas, even when it's mechubur l'karka. So in what way are you waiting? For what reason would you have to wait b'kdei sheyasu by picking the hadas out of the ground? They didn't really benefit you at all. You were allowed to benefit from the hadas while it was still attached to the ground also. So the Ritva suggests, yeah, you could have smelled the hadas while it was attached to the ground if you were there, but not by the chuppah. By the chuppah, that's not where the hadassim are growing. They had to schlep the hadassim to the chuppah, so you would not have had that benefit. And that's why you have to wait, b'kdei sheyasu, because you are, in fact, receiving an extra benefit. Okay, so now says the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, the Rabbi Dosa Omer, however, Lifnei Ateva, the Rabbi Dosa had said that if you daven for an amud on Rosh Hashanah, you should mention Rosh Chodesh as well with a Tanai. You should say, Vachlitzein Hashem Elokeinu Yom Rosh Chodesh Zeh, Im Ayom, Im Lamachar. That if today is Rosh Chodesh, then I mean it for today, or if tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, I mean it for tomorrow. And then the next day you say, Im Ayom, Im Emesh. And the Mishnah said, but V'lo Hod Lo Chacham. The Chacham say, nah, we don't play games like that where we're going to mention Rosh Chodesh al Tanai. So the question is, what exactly was Lo Hod Lo Chacham? Do the Chacham not agree with the very idea that you're going to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? Or no, they're okay with that. They just don't like the shtick of Tanai, Im Ayom, Im Lamachar, Im Ayom. Which part of the Chachamim disagreeing with? So I'm a rabbi, ki avinu be Rav Huna, when I was in Rav Huna's yeshiva, Yiboylon, the Shaila was raised. Ma'u la'askir shal Rosh Chodesh b'Rosh Hashanah. Should we mention Rosh Chodesh during the tefilos of Rosh Hashanah? Meaning, in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, v'sitin lanu Hashem Elokeinu es yom hazikaron hazeh, should we also mention es yom Rosh Chodesh zeh, ve'es yom hazikaron hazeh? Or not? Or maybe you just leave it as Rosh Hashanah. What are the two tzedim of the Shaila? Even the Chalukin B'Musafin, since the Korbanos Musaf that you're making from Rosh Hashanah also have Musvei Rosh Chodesh and Musvei Rosh Hashanah, meaning they're separate Korbanos Musaf. Pasuk says, Uba Chodesh Hashvi Be'echa the Chodesh Milvad Olas HaChodesh U'Minchasa, that you bring the Korbanos of Rosh Hashanah Milvad, aside for the Rosh Chodesh Korbanos, which of course you bring. So therefore, Amrinan, therefore that would indicate that we do mention both, because in terms of Musaf, we bring two sets of Korbanos, Odilma Zikaron Echad Olekan Olekan. Or maybe the word Yom HaZikaron, the way that Rosh Hashanah is referred to in the Torah, by definition, always includes Rosh Chodesh as well, because Rosh Hashanah is always Rosh Chodesh. So Yom HaZikaron includes Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, and therefore it's unnecessary to list Rosh Chodesh separately. So that was the Shaila. So Amar Lan, when we asked Rav Huna this Shaila, he responded to us, Tanisua, that it's a Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that Rabbi Dosa, Omer Ovel Lefnei Ateva, that Rabbi Dosa said that if you're davening for an Amud on Rosh Hashanah, you should mention both, and you should say, Yom Im Emesh, as far as Rosh Chodesh is concerned, or Im Yom Im Lamachar. So, and the Chacham were lo hodulo. So, what did the Chacham disagree with exactly? My lav lahaskir? Isn't it that the Chacham said that we disagree, you should not mention Rosh Chodesh at all? We don't think you should mention Rosh Chodesh at all? Says, well, lo, lahasnos. No, maybe the Chacham think you should mention Rosh Chodesh. The part that they disagreed with is lahasnos, that they didn't think you should make a Tanai of Im Hayom, Im Emesh, Im Hayom, Im Achar. That's what the Chacham disagreed with. But actually mentioning Rosh Chodesh without a Tanai, maybe the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Dosa that that's what you're supposed to do. And Hachinami Mistavra, it's more Mistaver that to explain the Chachamim that they just disagree with the making of the Tanai, but that they do agree that you should mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Midiktani Bebraisa, because the Braisa goes on to say, V'cheino Ye Rabbi Dosa Osa Brashi Chodesh M'shal Kol Hashanah Kula, that every month on Rosh Chodesh there's a suffix what day is really Rosh Chodesh. If you're in Chutz Laaretz, there's always a suffix what day is really Rosh Chodesh. So Rabbi Dosa said you should always do that. Every Rosh Chodesh Musaf you should say Im Hayom, Im Lamachar, Im Hayom, Im Emesh, V'lo Hodulo, and the Chachamim disagreed with him. So Iyam Rapish Lama Lahasnos, I understand very well if you say that it's Lahasnos, that the part that the Chachamim disagreed is about making the Tanai. So Misham Hachi Lo Hodulo, that's why it's the Chachamim that weren't modded to him even on a regular Rosh Chodesh. Eliyam Rit Lahaskir, but if the issue that the Chachamim have with Rabbi Dosa is about mentioning Rosh Chodesh at all, how does that translate over to every other Rosh Chodesh in the year? Every other Rosh Chodesh in the year, of course you mention Rosh Chodesh in the Shemona Esrei. That's not going to be a Shaila. The whole question is only about Rosh Hashanah. So it must be from the fact that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Dosa about every other Rosh Chodesh during the year, it must be that the issue is about the Tanai. It's not the issue about being Mazkir. So Amaylo Hodolo, why in the world would the Chachamim Ne'i Eliyam Lahaskir Amaylo Hodolo? If it was about being Mazkir, why in the world would the Chachamim disagree by every other Rosh Chodesh? Says Gemara, that's not a great Raya. V'elamai Lahasnos. What? So what do you want to Taina? That the whole Machlokas is whether you can make this Tanai, Imayom, Im Lamachar, Imayom, Im Emesh, Lamadu Lufugi Betarti. Why do we have to mention this Machlokas both by Rosh Hashanah and by every other Rosh Chodesh, if it's the same machlokas, just whether you can mention Rosh Chodesh al Tanai? So says Mar Tzricha, no, we need to mention the machlokas, even though it is the same machlokas by regular Rosh Chodesh and by Rosh Hashanah, because di'i ashmi inon Rosh Hashanah, if I only would have been told the machlokas in the context of Rosh Hashanah, meaning a machlokas, whether you're allowed to say a Tanai, that im ayom im lamachar, hava mina bahakam rabbanan delo, I would say that's where the rabbanan say not to make a Tanai on Rosh Hashanah, Mishum Dasi Lezulzulebei. Because if you incorporate a Tanai into the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, where you're acknowledging it might not be today, then people might be mezalzel in the Kedusha of the Yontif. They're going to start doing malacha, they're not going to be careful about the Yontif. Whereas by Rosh Chodesh, Avo Barashi Chodashim Shal Kol Hashanah Kula, Eim Modu Rabbi Dosa. There's no such concern because there's no Issa Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. There's no Kedusha Sayom that you have to worry about that people are going to be mezalzel in. So maybe we're less hesitant to incorporate a Tanai into the Shemona Esrei of a regular Rosh Chodesh. And Iyat Mar Baha, and if the Braisa only would have mentioned the Machlokas Legabe Rosh Chodesh, I would say Baha Kamar Rabbi Dosa. That's where Rabbi Dosa accepts a Tanai. Aval Bahachim Vodullah Rabbanan. But maybe when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we would have thought that even Rabbi Dosa would not accept a Tanai. So Tzricha, that's why we need the Machlokas in both contexts. But in reality, there is no Machlokas whether you should mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. You should. The way the Gemara stands right now, you should mention Rosh Chodesh. The whole question is how to mention Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Hashanah, do you do it with a Tanai, or do you do it straightforward without a Tanai? And that Machlokas is not only about Rosh Hashanah, it's a Machlokas throughout the year. So now the Gemara asks, well, wait a second, Meisvei, we'll ask on from a Braisa on those who say the Hachinami Mistavar that we just said. Meaning we tried to suggest just now, and where we left it right now, is that everyone agrees that you mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So says Gemara, is that so clear? We have a brisa that Rosh Hashanah shechal lios b'Shabbos. There's our biggest, second biggest tafyomi coincidence of the day. We'll get to the biggest one a little bit later. But Rosh Hashanah shechal lios b'Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, Beishami Omer Mispal Eser. Beishami says that your Musaf Shmon Esrei should have 10 brachos. The standard first three, the standard last three, and 4 brachos in the middle. Shabbos gets its own bracha, then the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Hashanah, which is in incorporated together with Malchios, and then of course the Chronos and Shofros. Ubeisilam Rispal Teisha. And Beisil says Shabbos doesn't get its own bracha. Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah are all included together with the Malchios. The Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos, the Kedusha Sayom Rosh Hashanah is all included with the Malchios. And then you have the Zichronos and the Shofros. So the Im Isa, but if it's true that we mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, Beishame Achas Asrami Bayulei. Meaning just like Beishame is willing to say that Rosh Hashanah Shchalios B'Shabbos, Shabbos is separated out from Rosh Hashanah, so then when Rosh Chodesh is Chal in Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh should also be separated. Rosh Chodesh is always Chal in Rosh Hashanah, but it should also be separated out. And therefore, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, there should be 11 brachos. You should have one for Rosh Chodesh, the first three, the last three. You have one for Rosh Chodesh, one for Shabbos, and one for Rosh Hashanah together with Malchios, and then the Zichronos and the Shofros. So it should have really been 11 if you're going to separate them out. So I'm Rabbi Zeira. The Gemara answers, no, could be that really Rosh Chodesh should be mentioned on Rosh Hashanah, but we don't say Zikaron Echad Ola Lekan Ola Lekan, that which we do, Beis Shammai does not require a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh, like Beis Shammai does for Rosh Hashanah Shchalios B'Shabbos, is because Shaini Rosh Chodesh Mitoch Shekol L'Shachris V'Arbis Kol Nami B'Musafin, that mentioning Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah or on Shabbos is different than mentioning Rosh Hashanah or other Yom Tovim on Shabbos, because since by Shachris and Arvis of Rosh Chodesh, that's Chal, Rosh Hashanah or Shabbos, you would not say a bracha b'fnei atzma, so it's called Nami b'Musaf, and so by Tfilas Musaf of Rosh Hashanah also, you don't say it as a bracha b'fnei atzma, you include it together with the Birchas Hayom, and then you're Misayim, Mekadish Yisrael, V'yom HaZikaron, V'Rosh HaChadashim, and by Shabbos, you include it in the bracha of Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, and you say Mekadish HaShabbos, V'Yisrael, V'Rosh HaChadashim. So even if Rosh Chodesh, it's Chal on a Chol, you would say it as a bracha b'fnei atzma, that may be true, but when Rosh Chodesh is Chal on Shabbos, or when Rosh Chodesh is Chal on Rosh Hashanah, we always incorporate it together with the other bracha. So Beis Shammai maybe does hold meaning Beis Shammai does not hold you need 11 brachos, and nevertheless, we could still say like the Hachinami Mistavra, that everyone agrees that you are supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, it just doesn't get its own separate bracha, but it is incorporated in the Shmon Esrei. So the Gemara says, wait a second, you're explaining the Shita of Beis Shammai, that even when Rosh Chodesh is Chal on Shabbos, we do not mention Rosh Chodesh as a separate bracha. Umiyusul Beis Shammai Kola, does Beis Shammai ever incorporate into a single bracha Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos into a single bracha? Va'atanya, we have a braisa, Rosh Chodesh Chalios B'Shabbos, Beis Shammai Omrim Mispalel Shmona, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Beis Shammai says 8 brachos in Musaf, the 7 regular ones, and then you add a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So don't tell me that Beis Shammai doesn't have Rosh Chodesh as a separate bracha, and whenever Rosh Chodesh falls on a day that's already Kodesh, they incorporate it with the bracha of that day. No! Beis Shammai says Shmona! When Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, you have a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Beis Hillel Mispal Sheva. Beis Hillel says it gets incorporated all together. So Kasha, so that's in fact a problem for Rabbi Zeira, because Rabbi Zeira understood the Beis Shammai, that when Rosh Chodesh is Chal on Shabbos, you do not say a bracha of Rosh Chodesh independently. So it turns out that we go back to the raya that we brought before, that from the fact that Beis Shammai says that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you say 10 brachos in the Shmon Esrei, and if you were saying Rosh Chodesh, it would get its own bracha, and Beis Shammai did not say you say 11 brachos in the Shmon Esrei, he said you say 10. So you see clearly that Beis Shammai actually holds that we do not mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So everything that we were willing to accept before, we have now disproven, because now that we've proven that Beis Shammai holds Aleph, that when Rosh Chodesh falls on a holy day, you give Rosh Chodesh its own bracha, and Beis that Beis Shammai holds Rosh Hashanah Shchalios B'Shabbos, there are only 10 brachos in Musaf. By definition, you're telling me that you're not mentioning Rosh Chodesh in Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, because if you were, it would have been 11 brachos. So now the Gemara brings a machlokas Tanaim about when to mention Rosh Chodesh during Shachris, Mariv, Mincha, when Rosh Chodesh is Chal on Shabbos. Sort of a separate discussion. We'll come back to whether we mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah and how we paskin on that issue. But right now, we're just going to take a little bit of a turn. So, V'kolel Atzma, know, this idea that Shachris Mariv, that when Rosh Chodesh is Chal on Shabbos, whether you say the middle bracha and you include Rosh Chodesh together with Shabbos, Tanoihi. That's in fact a machlokas Tanoim, whether that's true. Titania, because we have a brisa, Shabbos Shchalios Berosh Chodesh, or B'Chol Shomoid. If Shabbos falls on Rosh Chodesh or on Cholomoid, Arvis Shachris Umincha Mispal Kedarko Sheva. So Mariv Shachris Umincha, regular seven brachos. Va'omer Mein Amor Ba'avoda. And you mentioned Rosh Chodesh or Chalamoid in Yalaviyava, in Avoda, in Ritzei. Just like you would in Rosh Chodesh that falls on a Chal, on a weekday, so too when Rosh Chodesh falls on a Shabbos, you incorporate Yalaviyava. But that's it. Otherwise, Mariv and Shachris and Mincha are unaffected. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bahuda. Rabbi Eliezer says, I agree in principle that the Shmoneh Esrei pretty much remains the same. Except instead of saying Yalaviyavo in Ritzeh, you say Yalaviyavo in Modim, similar to like we do Alanisim by Chanukah and Purim, where we incorporate it in the bracha of Modim. V'im lo amar, and if you didn't say it in Avoda according to the Tanakam, or in Hodah according to Rabbi Lezer, Machzir Nosa, you got to daven again. Ubimusafin, and during Musaf, Maskil B'Shal Shabbos, the middle bracha of Shmoneh Esrei starts with a mention of Shabbos, V'tid Lanos Yon Ma'Menoach Hazeh, Umisayim B'shal Shabbos, and it concludes with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, but V'omer Kedush Siyom Be'emtza. But in the middle of the bracha, you also mention Rosh Chodesh, or if it's Chol HaMoed, Chol HaMoed, you also mention the middle of the bracha. That's by Musaf. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Rosh, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Omrim, Kol Mokom Shezakuk L'Sheva, Maskul B'shal Shabbos, Sayim B'shal Shabbos, V'omer Kedush Siyom Be'emtza. That any time you need seven brachos because of the Kedusha of that day, even if it's Shachris, even if it's Mariv, you should start that bracha with Shabbos and it with Shabbos and incorporate Kedusha Siyom Be'emtza, meaning he's there. What Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shlomo ben Rosh, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch are disagreeing with is that whereas previously we said that during Shachris Mincha Mariv you're going to mention Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed just as Yalaviyavo or as like an Alanisim type of addition. They're saying no, you incorporate it into the Iker Bracha of the Shmoneh Esrei, into that central Bracha of the Shmoneh Esrei. So you see this idea of kolel, of incorporating the Rosh Chodesh into the bracha of Shachris and Arvis, is only according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon Rosh, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch. But the other Tanaim hold that you are not kolel Rosh Chodesh in the middle bracha. You just have it like as a Yalaviyavo or as in the bracha of Hodah. So anyway, now we get back to our original conversation. Mayavila, how do we paskin? Do we mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah or not when we daven in less than 24 hours from now? Well, I guess in a little more than when we daven Musaf, are we going to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Musaf on Rosh Hashanah or not? Samar of Chista, Zikaron Echad Ololo Lekan Lekan. That which you say Yom HaZikaron, that counts as a mention of Rosh Chodesh as well. Meaning, you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh separately. Yom HaZikaron, by definition, includes both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. V'chein Amarab, Zikaron Echad Ololo Lekan Lekan. That a single Zikaron works for both. There's a discussion in Poskim. Is that like a general principle that whenever something is all inclusive, so you can have a zikaron echad that works for multiple items? There's a tshuva in the Torah Lishma in Siman Tov Yud Beis. Someone's father and mother both passed away during the same year, close to each other, in close proximity to each other. Nebuch, I know a few families where this happened because of Corona, where two spouses in close proximity to each other passed away. The Lamb families had to go through this, where Rabbi and Mrs. Lamb both passed away in close proximity to each other. So do you say Kaddish, one Kaddish for both of them, or do you have to hire someone else to say another Kaddish? Meaning, because you would say that one Kaddish anyway. Can you say Zikaron Echad Ola Lekan Lekan? So at first, the Torah Lishma says, maybe that's what our Gemara is saying. Zikaron Echad Ola Lekan Lekan. So a single Kaddish can work for both mother and father simultaneously. Then he says, it's really got nothing to do with our Sugya. I mean, it sounds like it when you say it. When you say the words, Zikaron Echad, you take it totally out of context. But the Gemara is talking about Yom HaZikaron, the way the Torah mentions it, and understanding that every Yom HaZikaron incorporates Rosh Chodesh as well. So it's really got nothing to do with it. So he goes, he has an interesting tshuva, happens to be. He says that L'chora, it's better that you yourself should say Kaddish for both of them than hire someone else. Because hiring someone else, by definition, means making a choice. Meaning, if a person is going to say Kaddish for their father, and they'll hire someone else for their mother, or vice versa, they'll say for their mother, they'll hire hire someone else from the, it's a bizayon to the other parent that you hire someone else for. Because obviously a kaddish is better from a child. Brahma Zakahaba. It's certainly much better if the child himself is the one saying the kaddish. So that would be bizayonos to the other parent to do that. So you should somehow incorporate both of them together. But anyway, says Gemara Vayter now. What about Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim? V'amar Rabbi Kiavina be'Rafuna, when we were by Rafuna's yeshiva, Ibayilan, so we had the following Shaila. Ma'u lomar zman b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim? Do you say Shechianu on the day, like in Kiddush, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur obviously wouldn't be in Kiddush, but it would be, at nighttime of Yom Kippur. Should we say Shechianu on the Yom? Kivu de mizman l'zman asi amrinan. Do we say on the one hand that since it's mizman l'zman asi, it comes only once a year, so we should say the Shechianu Odilma, Kivin de lo ikru regalim, or maybe no, the very fact that they're not part of the Shalosh regalim, lo amrinan, maybe that, therefore it should not have a Shechianu. So Vlava Biyadin, Rafuna wasn't sure what the answer is, which to me is the most stunning part of the whole Gemara. What did he do? His whole life, like Ravuna grew up in shul, right, and in a Jewish home. Like, what did they do every single year? Lava biyade. He had no idea whether you should recite Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. What's that other tzad? So I understand the tzad that it comes once a year. So of course, say Shechianu. It's a yantif. Comes once a year. What's the tzad to say because it's not a regel? Meichi tesi that regel has anything to do with Shechianu. So the Piskei Arid explains that if you look in the Targum on the Pasuk Shalosh Regalim, it says Tlas Zimnin. So Shechayin V'kimyon V'gyanu Lazman Hazeh, it has to be a Zman. So Regel, the Targum, is Zman. So when you're saying Lazman Hazeh, it has to be something that qualifies as a what the Torah would call a Regel, what the Torah would call a Zman. The Machzor Vitri just adds that even though it is a Moed, and Moed means Zman, but it's not a full-fledged Zman. And that's why we don't say Mekadish Yisrael V'azmanim, because it's not really a Zman. So that's why we don't have such a bracha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because it's all the Zmanim. In the Taras Chaim, he explains that the tzad not say Shechianu is because Shechianu is really only about a joyous event. So when it comes to the Shalosh Regalim, where there's a mitzvah of Simcha, so that's where you would say Shechianu. But Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which are your Me'adin, then you would not say Shechianu, which opens up a whole different topic. Is there really no din of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? Is there a din of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? Is it a muted sense of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? So that Hadvarim Atikim, there's a lot written on the topic. I just saw I got a new sefer on Rosh Hashanah from one of my Rebbeim, Rav Baruch Simon, just put out Imrei Baruch on Rosh Hashanah, so he has a whole piece on that as well, whether there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. But that's what the Torah Chaim suggests, that there's no real mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. So Mela, you're not going to, maybe that's the tzad, not to say a Shechianu. So, Ki Asai be Rav Yehuda, when I got to the yeshiva of Rav Yehuda, I asked the same Shaila. Rav Huna didn't know the answer, so I asked Rav Yehuda, do you say Shechianu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So, Amar, he said, Ana akor chadetanami amin azman. He says, it doesn't take that much for me to say a Shechianu. If I see a new gourd, I'll say a Shechianu, meaning it's a seasonal fruit. It grows, only in season. So, I'll say a Shechianu on that. So, I'll say a Shechianu on that, that only comes from once in a while, and that's not one of the regalim, right? So my star fruit tree, growing a star fruit, is not one of the regalim, so I'll say Shechianu on that. So kal v'chomer, I'll say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So Amalei, Rosh Hashanah coming by, he says, no, I know you're allowed to say Shechianu, just like you're allowed to say on your new fruit. Ki coming by, chova mai. My shaila was, what about a chova? Are you obligated to do so? So Amalei, so he said, Rav Shmuel Damri Travayu, ein omer zman el b'sholosh regalim. There's no chiyuv to say Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, only on the Shalosh Regalim. A number of points over here. Both Rashi and the Rambam say that when you say a bracha on a new fruit, it's when you are roeh a new fruit, when you see a new fruit, not when you eat a new fruit. It's the re'iyah because you see that it's now in season, that it's come back in season, which is a big kasha on our minhag that we say a Shechianu on the new fruit on the second day of the second night of Rosh Hashanah, because there's no such thing as being out of season anymore. You can go to like Chinatown and you can find any fruit that grows anywhere on planet Earth 365 days a year. So it's never really something that's only brought in season. So it's not so pashut that we could say a Shechianu. But on that, but Tosos writes that Yimavarich b'shas achila. Tosim brachos nun tesam beis says that the shachiyam is not when you see it, but when you eat it. In Shulchan Aruch and Sim Reish Chafei Siv Gimel says when you are roe pri chadash mevarich. But the minig is that we're not mevarich until the shas achila. And the Ramah says, but in birich b'shas ariya lo hivsid. If you say a bracha at the shas ariya, because it's not really about the fact that I'm being net. It's not like a birch hanenin on the fruit. It's the fact that our Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed me to make it to another season when this fruit grows. And I got to see the tree produce this fruit yet again. Another season. Some of the Shechianu fruits that we have, there's a reason we don't eat them all year round. They're disgusting. I mean, many of them, like, they don't really taste that good. And that's why we don't eat them all year round. So maybe you could still say Shechianu anyway, because they're there. Just being on the table. The Ramah says, lo ifsid. Even if you just roa the pri chadash. Another point over here is that it's mashma from our Gemara that shachianu on a new fruit is not a chiyuv. Meaning, he said, you're telling me you make a shachianu on a new fruit? I know you're allowed to. I want to know if you're mechuyuv to say a shachianu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But it sounds like it's not a chiyuv to make a bracha on a new fruit, that it's only a reshus. And that's what a number of the Rishonim point out, the Rashba and the Tshuva. Now, the Ramah paskins that way as well in Reish Chav Gimel, Si'if Aleph. So the Beis Yosef just points out that it was Yadua lechachamim that the Yikr Takah of the bracha was that imrot said mevarich, and therefore there's less of a chashash bracha levatala when it comes to the bracha of shachianu. There's not so much of a chashash of bracha levatala because the whole thing is a reshus to begin with. The Rabbi Yaakov Emdin and the Chasam Sofer explained that the bracha was only if you have hana'a and simcha. So if you're not nena and there's no simcha, there's no chiyuv to be mevarich. But if you have simcha and you want to be mevarich, then it then becomes a chiyuv levarich. So that's as far as Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So now the Gemara brings a brisa that can be a kasha on Rav and Shmuel. We just quoted Rav and Shmuel that say that you only say Shechianu on Shalosh Regalim, not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So says Gemara, Meisvei Tein Chelek L'Shiva V'Gam L'Shmona. So what does that pasuk mean in Koheles? Tein Chelek L'Shiva, you should give a portion to Shiva and also to Shmona. So Rav Elazar Amar Shiva Elu Shivas Mebreishes. It's telling us that of the 7 days of creation, you have one day that gets Shabbos, that becomes Shabbos. Shmona ilu shmonis me mila, that of the first 8 days of the baby's life, one day is the day of mila. But Rabbi Shua omer shiva ilu shiva yimei Pesach, it's a reference to the 7 days of Pesach, that each one gets a chelek, and shmona ilu shmoni yimei achag, and the 8 days of Sukkot plus shmini atzeres. So Shua omer v'gam l'rabos atzeres. When it says v'gam l'shmona, it means atzeres as well, shavuos as well, and Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. So you see that there's a chelek for that as well. So whatever this pasuk is talking about, it's unclear so far what it's talking about, but it's something that you do on all the Yomim Tovim, that not only on Pesach, not only on Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, but also on Shavuos, and also on Rosh Hashanah, and also Yom Kippur. So my loveless man, isn't it saying that you say Shachianu on all those days? So don't you see a raya that you say Shachianu, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim? It says, well, lo, lebracha. No, it's talking about the bracha of Kedusha Sayom that you say, Mekadish Yisrael, Vazmanim, on all of those days, but it's not talking about Shechianu. The Re'im Horovitz just points out that if it's about Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim and not Shechianu, why does Rabbi Shmuel not mention Rosh Chodesh also? Well, we also say Kedusha Seyom in Musaf. So he says that Rosh Chodesh is not because of Kedusha Seyom, because it's Kedusha Chodesh, but not because of Kedusha Seyom. There is no Kedusha Seyom of Rosh Chodesh. So when we talk about Kedusha Seyom, we're only talking about Yom Tovin. So Achidam Mistaver, and it's most Mistaver to say that the Brice is talking about the Birch Seyom and not about Shechianu. Because if we're about Shechianu, Zman called Shiva Miyika, you say Shechianu all 7 days of Pesach? Of course not, only the first day. So it says, Marhalo Kasha, Dilo Mivarech Yidna Mivarech Lamachar Liyom Achara. No, that's not really such a Kasha, because sometimes any of the 7 days might be the day you say Shechianu if you had forgotten to say it on one of the previous days. So you could say, Tein Chelek L'Shiva means that any of the 7 days of Pesach might be your day to say a Shechianu. But Mikal Makom Bin Anko says, Mar, but still, it wouldn't work out. It can't be that it's talking about a Shechianu, because when you say Shechianu, it should be a la kos, and you don't have a kos for 7 days of Pesach. No one was that rich that they could have a cup of wine for each day of the 7 days of Pesach. So maybe I'll bring a raya to Rav Nachman to what Rav Nachman is saying. Dam Rav Nachman, meaning maybe this is a raya to Rav Nachman. Dam Rav Nachman, zman omra afilu b'shuk. Maybe the fact that we're saying that it relates to Shechianu and that you could do it for all 7 days of Pesach is a raya that you don't need a kos for Shechianu. That you could say Shechianu even if you're out in the market. daven without any kos. So says Mara, holo kasha, di ikla le kos. Nah, maybe the case is, you can't bring a riot to Rav Nachman. Maybe the case that it's talking about is, yes, it's talking about Shechianu. Yes, it says that it applies for all 7 days of Pesach. Maybe it's talking about if you happen to have a kos, if you happen to be so rich that you have a kos of yayin for each of the 7 days of Pesach. So frek the Gemara, wait a second. Ha teina chatzeres Rosh Hashanah. I understand that you might say Shechianu ala kos on Shavuos and on Rosh Hashanah. But Yom Kippur meich yavid. How are you going to pull off that trick on Yom Kippur to say Shechianu ala kos on Yom Kippurim? So what are your options exactly? What, you're going to say the bracha and drink it before Yom Kippur, like right before Yom Kippur? Kivan damar zman kibli alei. Once you said Shechianu, you've been mekabel kedushas hayom of Yom Kippur, and therefore va'asalei, you're not going to be allowed to drink from it. Damar lei Rabbi Yirmiya, Barabba L'Rav, Mi Badalt, because remember when Rav would daven Mariv early on Friday night, so Rabbi Yirmiya asked him, did you stop doing Malacha because you daven? And he said, of course I did, because once you daven, you have to stop doing Malacha. So the same is true with the Shechianu. If you say Shechianu in Yom Kippurim, before Yom Kippurim starts, you better stop doing Malacha, you better stop eating. So what's your option? You can't say Shechianu on a kos, on Erev Yom Kippur, right before Yom Kippur. So what? Livroch Alev Elanche, where you want to say a bracha and then just not drink from it. Say Shechianu ala kos, and then just leave the kos. But the halacha is that if you say a bracha, you have to taste from the kos. So what's your third option? Leisvi liyanuka. Oh, I'll say a Shechianu ala kos, but I won't drink from the kos. I'll give it to a child to drink from the kos. The Rashba points out that we're in the Ritva that we must be talking about a tinok that's higia lechinuch for brachos, but is not yet higia lechinuch for fasting. Right? Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do that either. So it has to be that he's higia lechinuch for the age of brachos, so your bracha can count for him, and that's the halacha that the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah tells us that if you have a child who's eating something, you're mitam chinuch, you're allowed to say a bracha, even a bichsananin, for him. But as far as it must be that he's allowed to eat, so he's not in the 2 years before his bar mitzvah. So anyway, so leisur liyanuka, but lesil so karavacha bar Yaakov. We don't pass like Ravacha bar Yaakov, who says that something that a gadol is not allowed to do, you could give to a child, because dilmasi lemisrach. We have to worry that if you give the kos to a child, the child is going to say, oh wow, that's so nice, you're allowed to drink on Yom Kippur, and then he's going to go and do that when he becomes an adult as well, and he's not going to remember that the reason he was allowed to do that was because he was a kid, and that's why they gave him to drink. So it can't be that you say a Shechianu on Yom Kippurim. So if that's the case, when the Braisa mentioned that Titen Chelek L'Shiva L'Shmona, all that stuff, and V'gam L'Shmona and Gam included Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos and all this, it can't be about Shechianu, because there's no way to say Shechianu ala kos on Yom Kippurim. So says Gemara, okay, my havi Allah. What is the halacha as far as saying Shechianu and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim? So answers the Gemara, Shadur Rabban Rav Yemer Saba Kamed Rav Chista B'mali Yom Adarei Shata. That's the biggest of Yom coincidence of the day, that Chacham sent to Rav Yemer Saba in front of Rav Chista on Erev Rosh Hashanah. They sent a message, and Amrulay, so he said, so not only do we have Rosh Hashanah mentioned, we have Erev Rosh Hashanah mentioned in the Erev Rosh Hashanah daf. So Amrulay, so they said to Rav Yemer Sarba, Zil Chazi Heich Yavud Uvda Ta Emelan. Do me a favor, go to Rav Chista, look how he behaves, see what he does, and report back to me. Does he say Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah or not? So Kichazi, when Rav Chista saw Rav Yemer Sarba coming, Amrulay, Dalio L'Retiva Rafsa Le Beduchte. He says, if you see someone picking up a moist piece of wood, you know it's not for firewood. You know that he's trying to uncover something. So that was his way of saying, if this fellow's snooping around over here, it means he's trying to uncover some halacha. It must be that he wants to figure something out. So I said, Kasa Dechamra, so they brought him a cup of wine, the Kaddish Vamer Zman. And he said Kiddish, and he said Shechianu. So Vihilchsa Omer Zman Rosh Hashanah Ubi Yom Kippurim, Vihilchsa Omer Afil B'Shuk. And the halacha is that we do say Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Not only that, we say Shechianu even without a kos. Even if you don't have a kos, you'll say it afil b'shuk, which is what we do on Yom Kippur, right? We don't say it al kos. That's why we don't run into the problems of those three options that the Gemara had mentioned before. That how could you possibly say Shechianu al kos on Yom Kippur? We just don't do it al kos on Yom Kippur. Just to quickly mention, when it comes to Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah, on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, so it is a discussion in Rishonim, whether you should say a Shechianu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Do we say that since it's a Yom HaArichta, so one day, the first Shechianu for the first night counts, and that's it, it's a Yom HaArichta? Or do we say, no, Yom HaArichta is a din in Beitza Shanol de Bazaar, it's a din in Erev Tchumin, making an Erev here, an Erev there, that's Yom HaArichta. But it's got nothing to do with Shechianu. Shechianu would still be, you would still get a separate Shechianu. So the Torah quotes in the name of Rashi in the Tshuva, he says, Rabosai Omrin She'en Omrin, Rashi quotes his Rebbeim that you only say Shechianu on the first day of Yantav, not the second day of Rosh Hashanah. But Rashi says, I disagree, and I think you should say Shechianu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah as well. The Torah quotes from his father, the Rosh, that if you want to avoid any suffix, even though Meikra didn't, we should really paskin that you should say Shechianu only on the on both days of Rosh Hashanah, but you want to avoid any suffix. So the best thing to do is take a pre Chadash, take a new fruit that's just in season now, and put it in front of my sister. Actually lives in Florida, she said she has a star fruit tree, and it just grew its first star fruits now. So it's mamish, like a perfect Shechianu. That's like, it's seasonal, it just came into season, it's her tree, like in mamish, so you would put it there, and have in mind that the Shechianu should go on that as well. And that was the minhag of Maram Rutenberg. Maram Rutenberg was one of the great Gedolei Ashkenaz that really was Koveya minhag Ashkenaz in many ways. You know, the idea that we wait, I was giving in the Smichas here recently, that we wait 6 hours after eating hard cheese. It's against the Beferish Gemara. You know why we do that? Because once the Maram Rutenberg found some cheese stuck between his teeth within 6 hours after. So it happened to Maram Rutenberg. All of Minhag Ashkenaz changed. Everything changed. So that's Maram Rutenberg was a powerful force among the Gedolei Ashkenaz. So that's what our minhag is, that we have something else that we have in mind that the Shechianu could go on. I always do a suit instead of a fruit. It's a little more expensive, but it's less of a suffix as far as I'm concerned. I only buy suits around this time of year. And so it's not an everyday occurrence, and that's midin the simcha. It doesn't have to be seasonal. Fruits have to be seasonal. So I'm a little too nervous about relying on that for the Shechianu. Even though the whole thing's only a chumra, really the second night you really should require a Shechianu anyway. Okay, with that I wish everyone a chesiva v'chesima tova, and Bez Hashem I'll see you in Tavshin Pei Aleph.